tell me what you saw, what you heard about this.
I think a little bit more than she did. I think it was her coat. She was so rattled about it.
Can you tell me where we were at and what happened?
We were standing back by the bedroom door.
Okay, your bedroom door?
Yeah.
You were
okay. She had came in to talk to me about something, and I heard a pursuit go across. I knew there was a policeman involved because I could hear his radio.
Well, how do you know it's a pursuit?
I could hear it. I could hear the person running through. I could hear the cop behind because of the radio. No, not at that point. When they ended up in the patio,
How do you know they ended up in the patio?
Because I seen them.
Okay, saw in the patio area?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the person was crouched down. My daughter was wrong. It wasn't on the other side by the table. Maybe it was.
Can I go ahead and show me where you saw him?
Right there. They were crouched down right there. I think they were trying to pull the chair in front of them to whatever reason.
Okay.
So they were the person was crouched down.
How many people were there?
Only one person.
Okay.
Blue jeans, blue t-shirt, I believe.
Okay. Do you know if it was male or female?
The voice was low, but it was a small person.
Did you see the hair? How the hair was? Anything?
Short and black.
Okay, no problem. Okay, perfect.
They were there. They were kind of faced out this way. The cop was standing right there.
Why are you pointing to the gate?
Yes.
Okay.
Had his gun drawn on him, and the person kept saying, "I'm not going back to jail. I'm not going back to jail." My daughter was freaking out at that point because the gun was pulled. So I grabbed the cute bag off of the thing and got my dog into the bedroom and shut the door and locked it at that point.
Did you hear the cop say anything else when he had the gun down?
I really couldn't make out what the policeman was saying, but I could make out what the person was saying, but they were a lot closer.
And what was the person saying?
They were saying they weren't going back to jail. No. Yeah, I'm not going back to jail. No, I'm not going back to jail.
Did you see the person, if they had anything on them?
I didn't. I didn't see that they had a weapon. I didn't. But like I said, I wasn't looking too hard. I was more worried about her getting hurt in a safe atmosphere.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the whole time that you seen them, you were watching them?
Yeah.
What else happened? So
they were just at the point when I took her into the bedroom, locked the doors. They were still at this point just crouched down, and they were arguing back and forth. And that.
So you initially said that officer was by the little gate, right there?
Yeah, he was right there by the gate.
Did the officer move anywhere?
Not that I seen.
Okay.
He was standing there with his gun pulled, and they were just conversing back and forth. And then it was, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes later, 3 minutes later, or something. I heard the gunshot,
okay.
And it sounded, I could tell that they had moved away a little bit. I could hear that the voices had moved away a little bit. It wasn't as loud, but I could also tell it was still on the property,
okay.
And we heard the gunshot. And then she went into hysterics mode, and then after I got her calmed down and I called my husband on the phone and told him to get home, I did walk out there, and I did see that the person was down in between our church parking lot and the parking lot next to it. The chair was straight out, and they, like I said, I believe they probably
just straight out from the window.
Yes, just like the other chair.
Okay.
So.
But the ceramic.
Now that's her dumb cat. They did that. They broke my owl, and I was really mad about it last night.
Okay.
So. All
right, but nothing else appears to be disturbed.
No, not at all.
So I came in late to this because I fired on the officers. And if they did, then just let me know. But so when the officers at the gate came summoning the individual. How did she get from there by the officer?
I did not see that.
Okay.
That's when they were still crouched there. I took her in the bedroom and got her.
And then when you came back out?
When it came back out, I waited a while after we heard the shot because, like I said, she was hysterical. Got her calmed down, and then I realized that they weren't on our property. And then I looked and she was out there.
Do you know how long it was between when you went back into the room and the time you came back out to see what was going on? Approximately, if you don't know exactly.
I think maybe about
7 minutes. 7 minutes, okay. And now you said that you saw somebody, like the officer and somebody down. And
I didn't see the, by the time I went and looked, there was a lot of officers there,
okay.
But I seen the person face down.
And how did you go look?
I wasn't even thinking. I went out through the patio, and but I didn't touch anything.
Okay.
I just went out.
Okay. Did you
touch the gate?
No, it was already open.
Okay.
It's just like you've seen it. So okay. I opened the door from the inside here. Coming back in there, I might have touched the doorknob, but I don't think that they touched the doorknob at all.
Do your animals, is that they're easily set?
She has cats that we let out on the patio, and normally...
Yeah,
there's a
bale
up in
the house
that I haven't yet today.
Oh, it's already open?
Yeah, already open.
And I normally have I normally have a baby here, about 3 years old, and he would have been here when all that happened, and it's just...
But it was open exactly like that, how
pretty
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those may have to be normal just for a little bit, just because you're seeing and photographs and everything in place where everything's at. So just be aware of that. So if you do have to leave, you said your husband's sitting on the outside.
Well, yeah, and my worry with hurt him normally is not a big deal, but my husband's diabetic.
Okay. Well, if you guys need to get whatever you need to get for him, and if you guys need to leave, you go to another place, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll deal with all that.
Okay.
The only thing that I can see over the next, we're going to be in the neighborhood for a long time.
Right.
The only thing that I can potentially see us doing is we may put an officer here just to make sure, because it's your house, and you go in and out of there all the time, you may forget, no problem, but just do your best so you not to go into court right away.
Okay.
And then we may bring an evidence person here for a minute to take pictures of what your view was out of the window here. You see me now?
The garage. Possibly, there's two garages. One of them, I think, might have some evidence in it, so we might have to go inside there.
Okay. I can show you that area. The garage you showed me,
Okay.
I get there from the exterior?
Yeah, and then it's one garage inside, so you don't have to
check
it. Okay.
One big garage with two doors.
One last thing, too. So your view wasn't, you told me that view wasn't from this window.
No.
It was from that little window over here.
Yeah,
and the
hallway.
Yeah,
the
double
doors.
I think you guys don't mind we take pictures of that whole house and make an action plan.
Whatever you need to do, whatever makes it simple for you guys.
We really appreciate
it.
Okay.
Good.
Anything else to think of right now?
So you do a call to this view, only do my part with my cell number, right? So if your husband does need to get in here, then just call this number. I'll answer and I'll make sure that he's accommodated.
Well, he's across the street now.
So you guys are talking to him though, right?
Yeah.
Tell him whether he's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he knows that.
Samantha, Patricia, was anybody else home when this happened?
No. Just the animals.
Okay. And you guys don't have nobody to set up cameras or anything like that, ring cameras that might have captured something. Okay.
We will now.
Thank you.
My husband and I were just talking the other day because, you know, he lives right in the part of our area and we've been here at the church for 18 years and we've never had an issue and didn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.